Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bowling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bowling reaches second base with a double. House goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from House and he is out, bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White forces the runner at the plate and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Button moves to second. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive towards short. Keene reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Button scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heft hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pearsall moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pearsall tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bowling covering, for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Billy Heft. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen who is chasing the ball. Bilardi reaches third base with a triple. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Bilardi scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Billy Klaus pinch hits for Ted Lepsia. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Consolo moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Consolo scores. Klaus moves to third. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Klaus scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing second base. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Small pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.